KXRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump updates the nation on the Iran war tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Meanwhile, on the battlefront, correspondent Sam Meddick reports from the scene of an Iranian missile barrage in central Israel.
This is happening as President Trump has said that there is what he calls great progress in these talks that are being made to come to some sort of deal. However, he's also said that if no deal is reached soon, if the Strait of Hormuz is not open, that the United States is going to broaden its targets. So far, there is no signs that this war is slowing. The United States and Israel continue to strike Iran, and Iran is continuing to send missiles this way as well.
A federal appeals court in the United States has denied a request to reopen a criminal case against Boeing tied to two fatal crashes of the 737 MAX jet. Dozens of families of the 346 people killed in those crashes argued the Justice Department failed to meaningfully consult them before reaching a deal last year with Boeing that dismissed a criminal conspiracy charge linked to a faulty flight control system on the 737 MAX. Fewer Americans quit their jobs last month.
U.S. job openings fell slightly in February to 6.9 million, another sign of sluggishness in the American labor market. The Labor Department reported Tuesday that job vacancies fell from 7.2 million in January. The job openings and labor turnover summary, a.k.a. JOLTS, showed that layoffs rose and the number of people quitting their jobs was down. That normally means they have less confidence in their prospects for finding better pay or working conditions elsewhere. Bob Agner reporting.
All systems are go for the launch of the astronauts' first trip to the moon in more than half a century. The four astronauts will zip around the moon without landing or even orbiting and come straight back home. This is SRN News. A new study of people who go to church.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Celebrations of Easter and Passover will be muted this week as the war in Iran enters its fifth week. The celebrations in Jerusalem are being limited for fear of missile strikes. Israeli rules cap gatherings at 50 people, so the Western Wall is closed to worshipers. A key Passover blessing will go ahead with only a small group. Jerusalem has largely escaped past wars. This is SRN News. He says it was an honest mistake. A Marine has been detained after the TSA finds a live 25-millimeter explosive in his check bag. Correspondent Julie Walker.
Police in California say a U.S. Marine has been detained at Palm Springs International Airport after TSA officers found a live explosive round in his checked bag. It happened Monday during routine baggage screening. The Palm Springs Police Department says the Marine told investigators he picked up the 25-millimeter round about a year ago. He said he thought it was not live. Police say rust and corrosion hid the markings. Authorities confirmed it was live and destroyed it in a desert area. No one was hurt. Authorities are reviewing the case for potential criminal and civil penalties. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.